Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm in the studio with Benny.
Howdy, ladies. Welcome back. Sorry for the delay on getting started today. It happens. You got to shake it out.
Got to shake it
Stop,
out.
Stop, drop, and roll, and do whatever. Cover.
We did it. Lots of giggles this morning.
Right?
Here with Mary Jane. Oh, it's tons of fun. We're having tons of fun this fabulous Thursday morning. For those of you who don't know about Mary Jane, she is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington, and has been doing the TAP system since 1992, the Accelerated Performance System. It's a form of muscle testing your body, finding out where your deficiencies are. Then she recommends a whole food nutrition product, which gets into the body, balances it, supports it, and brings your body back into balance. So she's pretty amazing. Just want to let you know, she does pets, dogs, cats, horses, definitely horses. And you don't have to live in the beautiful Pacific Northwest in order to have an appointment with Mary Jane. She does phone consultations as she has clients all over the United States. And if you have a question for Mary Jane this morning, please give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. It's your opportunity to get some answers to maybe some health questions or concerns that might be going on, or anything really. It could be about you, a child, a pet, family member. She has got your answers. And with that, hello, Mom.
Hello, Nancy. So again, another exciting morning here, and we're looking forward to your calls.
And our topic, I forgot to mention our topic because it's kind of been a crazy morning. Our topic today is, what does it take to expand your energy and vibration? And when she told me about this topic, I thought, what?
She said, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
I said, in light language.
Yeah, what does that mean? So, and then she said, what would you like to talk about? Well, what I want to talk about is probably not fitting for the show. Hockey is what I'd like to talk about. So how do we expand our energy and our vibration? And she said, you know, it's about your aura being big when you look at someone. So I get that, but how do we get bigger and better energy?
Well, when it's if you're out of balance emotionally, structurally, nutritionally, or spiritually, then your energy and your vibration is going to be low. It's not going to be the optimum. So if everything affects everything. So if, for example, people, you see somebody who's depressed and who's sluggish and not feeling good, you know they have low energy. It's obvious. Somebody who is healthy, vibrant, they almost have a glow about them. They just have energy that just expands. You could almost feel, they make you feel good when they walk in the room. And if two people walk in the room and one has no energy and the other one has a lot of energy, the one who has no energy will draw off the person who has more energy.
Those people who just suck you dry.
They do, unless that you have to protect your energy and protect your bubble. But often people forget. And pretty soon the one that has no energy is feeling great and the other person is tired. That used to happen when I taught seminars. I would explain that. People would come and sit down and person might be almost falling asleep and the person next to him is excited to be there, feeling good. And within 30 minutes, the person that was falling asleep is now wide awake and the other person's tired and falling asleep. So I used to always use that for an example. And also use nutrition at the time to pass it around to make sure everybody was on an even keel and charge their brains up so that if they were there, they were going to get the most out of the seminar. But it's just a good example. You could talk to somebody on the phone for also, and if you were feeling really good and you talk to somebody, doesn't mean they're sick. Doesn't have to be because they're sick or have other issues wrong. They could be themselves tired. They could have another family member that's tired in their house that drains them. So then you could talk to them on the phone, and energy is infinite. So you could think of somebody across the world And just thinking of that person, you tap into that energy, and you actually, they could draw off you. And it's a very subconscious thing, and it happens all the time.
Well, it's kind of like when you think about somebody and the phone rings and then they call you. It's kind
exactly.
of like...
Exactly. It's about energy. If you think about it, somebody keeps popping in your head, and then in a few days, all of a sudden, they call you, somebody you haven't heard from in a really long time, and then they pop in, and it's that when they've started to think about you, that energy's connected. So what we're going to talk about is how do you expand that energy and get to a point where you could feel better, because if your energy is low, you don't think clear, you can't make decisions, it holds you back from who you're supposed to be, and you're stuck. You're just stuck.
Nobody likes to be stuck. And the other thing is strangers will draw off your energy too, so it doesn't just have to be, it's like you talked about at the seminar.
Oh, it could be anybody. It could be anybody.
We've talked about this a lot. It happens to me all the time on the airplane. You know, one minute you're excited about your trip, you're getting ready to go. Next minute you wake up and you're drooling.
Well, a sign of when somebody's drawing off you is that you feel really good, and then all of a sudden you're with somebody or you talk to somebody and you're yawning. The first thing is you start yawning, and then you just feel spacey or foggy. And this happens going into a hospital, going into a nursing home, going into the airport,
the mall, anywhere.
And again, there's things you could do to protect yourself and put yourself in a bubble, but often you forget. So that now you feel good, you got energy, and now all of a sudden, boom, you're yawning, you're tired. That means somebody's drawn off you. You could say something as simple as... ask the universe to fill your space with positive energy and clear all negativity. It's a simple little clearing you could do on yourself to bring in the positive energy if you didn't have nutrition to take. That totally works. So it's about the awareness of what's happening, because often it happens and people don't understand it. And then once you're aware of what it is, you could change it.
Yeah. Don't want to wake up. You don't want to find yourself drooling.
Oh, yeah. The next that I was going to say, it's yawning, spacey, foggy. Then if you should fall asleep, you're drooling. That's like cerebral spinal fluid. Your brain is so tired. That just means your brain is like, it's gone to a two or a three. And you're so tired that now you're drooling. If that happens, you really got zapped. That's bad.
That's embarrassing, too. Yeah. Waking up on the plane, drooling all over yourself. Okay, so we're going to figure out how we can expand our energy and our vibration. So we've got, could be emotional, structural, or physical.
Spiritual. So when somebody, we're talking about this because this is what I do. I identify where, with this technique, where your energy is, and what shows up first? What do we need to deal with? And then I do a scoring system. I score everything from 0 to 10. There's a few organs, like the heart, that's a 12 to a 15. And the back of your brain's a 15. Otherwise, everything is in that range of 0 to 10. And every number means something to me as I'm going through your system, tapping into the organs. And each organ, wherever that number is, to me refers to what nutrition you need.
All right. So just for fun and chagrins, Benny's always got really good energy. What is Benny's energy level? And then we can do mine.
Benny's a 15. That's really good. So 10 is good.
Why? Thank you.
But it's not a popularity thing.
No.
But if people ask me to score doctors or dentists. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to be, especially a surgeon, I want them to be a 15. Then you know they are really good. A 10 is okay, 10 is good, but if anybody's going to operate on me, they better be a 15.
So Benny's a 15. Well, we knew that, Benny.
Well, thank you.
All right, I'm afraid to ask mine.
No, you're a 15.
You're up there too. Yeah. Ooh, you're aware. You're conscious?
Yeah, I am.
You're getting it?
Because you could feel it.
I'm just feeling a little.
No, you could feel it in the room, the energy of the mm-hmm. room. You could mm-hmm. tell when you walk into a room and there's it's like a little scary sometimes when there's no energy. And I'm sure each and every one of you, you all have the ability to do that. And I'm sure that you notice it. It's not something that you have to think about.
Well, no. Well, sometimes it's just like if you, one of my favorite things, be present. If you're present when you walk into a room, you will notice it. Sometimes you're just kind of going through the day. And
well, if your energy is already low, you don't notice it because you're that's the difference. That's what I'm talking about. So when somebody comes in and their energy is low, they can't make decisions. They can't think clear. They don't know what they want in their life. They're stuck. They're just stuck in a low vibration. And remember that when you have a physical or even structural imbalance, there's always an emotional foundation to that. So it's when you present with the physical, it's your body's like waving this red flag saying, help me, to help you look at that. And sometimes I have people come in that have no idea about the emotional side of it. Never even gave it a thought or never even, you know, it's like, well, how could that be? Sometimes people don't understand how their body could be out of balance, you know, like structure. Well, like they should be solid all the time. But think about what people do. You know, you could be in really good shape, but I mean, like people getting in and out of a car, if they don't have good body mechanics, things like that can easily cause you to be out of balance.
Well, and the other thing is a lot of us think that we've already dealt with those emotional issues. It is time for us to take a short break. However, if you have a question for Mary Jane, please give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Time for us to take a short break. You're listening to The Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio.
A space of allowing radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Empty Toolbox, Fire It Up, Fill It Up, and Flow It Up with Meg Thompson. Tune in the first Wednesday every month, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in to engage in the three essential F's of an overflowing toolbox. If you are looking for strategies that work and how to implement them, the Empty Toolbox is for you. For more information or to listen to this show, visit MegThompson.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Today, our topic is, what does it take to expand your energy and vibration? I'm here with Benny, who's a 15. Hello.
Why, thank you.
I'm a 15, too.
I'm a 15. We're 15s.
We're a 30 together.
That's great. I love that.
You're freaking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we can't forget we're here with Mary Jane. Hello, Mom.
Hello.
Okay, so we were talking about emotional stuff. People are like, I can't believe I have emotional stuff. But there's a lot of people who think they've already dealt with their emotional stuff. But
there's all kinds of layers.
Ugh, that emotional stuff.
Believe me, I have done many, many techniques, processes, and just you think you're done with it, and there's just this other little piece of it.
You know what? You're not done until you die.
Exactly.
That's really basically how it works.
But you don't have to live in it or wallow in it. You just got to recognize it when things get stirred up and let it and
acknowledge it and let it go.
Yeah, exactly.
That's in the past. You need to look to the future.
And there's, again, the emotional part is like some people just don't want to let go. And that, you know, they keep going back to the past and they're just stuck in it. And that could, you know, that's when nutrition helps to repair the body, to get you into a better space so you could think clear and move forward.
And we're not talking about, it's like acknowledge, recognize what it is, acknowledge it, and then you can let go of it.
Right. And often, you know, people say, well, that's easier than, you know, you say that, but how do I do that?
Yeah, well, it is a lot easier.
But there's many, many techniques that you could do. You could do the emotional freedom technique. That's all kinds of information all over the internet on that, even videos. So you could even do it yourself.
Is that the tapping thing?
The tapping. But there are professionals that assist you with that. In my office, I do the neuroemotional technique, NET, and it's a quick way of identifying what it is and then releasing that energy from the body. It takes minutes. And the thing is, your body has, you have the answer to everything that's ever happened to you from the moment you were conceived. So it's if you ask the right questions and tap into the body, you could get the answer to anything, and then just be able to look at it and let it go.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. We have Jasmine on the line. Hi, Jasmine. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Hi. Thanks so much. So, really fascinating. I have experienced when I'm talking with people and they're gesturing with their hands, they're sitting next to me, I feel like my energy's being invaded and I'm getting like hit physically with their energy, and this can happen with either male or female, but I also, second part of my question is, I feel that very invaded by male energy, and sometimes it's so uncomfortable, it's just hard for me to keep a boundary, and they may even cross the line and then actually physically touch me in a non-sexual way, but it's still very uncomfortable. So I was wondering if you could give me some tips for how to set the boundaries energetically and maybe verbally too.
Well, for one thing, your own energy is very low. So it's like, why, when things are happening like that, it's like, why are they happening? What's your energy that's attracting that? That's the number one thing. So your energy is a two overall. Are you tired?
Yes, I have been struggling with fatigue.
Yeah, you're a two, your gallbladder's a two, your bile duct's a two, your whole, when that's a two, everything is a two, your brain's a two. So you're functioning in this low energy So you're allowing the other people to invade your space because you have nothing to protect you. So when your energy is a two, think about off your body, your aura hardly expands at all. And so now you're allowing that other energy to come in. When you have bigger energy and you're healthy, and you could even do this, like I said, that little, just say, ask the universe to fill your body and space with positive energy and clear all negativity. That can help you expand your energy. So it's not about keeping that. It's about in order to keep them out, you got to expand your energy and look at what are you doing to attract that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So, and when you
it's
have...
It's hard to do that in the moment.
It's that you have to practice that ahead of time. You don't do it in the moment. You have to do... If you don't start filling your space with positive energy and changing your energy and be aware of it, you the last minute, it doesn't work. I mean, it doesn't work because you're already... They're already sucked you. You let it, you know, you allowed them to be sucked in.
So let's say you're going to a coffee shop to have coffee with friends. So you would say it before you would enter the coffee shop. Or if you're going to work or you're going to...
You filled the whole building.
Yeah. You kind of, before you enter, you say that little prayer, you seal your bubble off. And then that intention of you being sealed off will
However, yours goes back to the foundation. Your foundation, you're physically, nutritionally off. So you need to think about taking care of that and changing your energy and your vibration. And you can say this little prayer or mantra, you might say. However, the bottom line is you got to get healthier.
So it's physical.
Physical, nutritionally. So that's when, you look... Maybe give us our office a call or look up our website. There's things that we, exactly what I do. I help you change
Absolutely.
Your energy. I mean,
Absolutely, I will. And also, I was wondering how long would that take to get my energy up to 15?
Oh, up to a 15. You'd be amazed. Usually when you come in and I put you on a program and you get on the program and take exactly what you need, within a short time, I get all the organs up to a 10. And then it's a matter of working at seeing, clearing anything else that might be emotional to help you and get you stepping you into that power of who you're meant to be. But it starts at the very first visit into the office where it makes a change. And you'll be amazed that really it doesn't take that long. It's all up to you. I'm your coach, and I can help you and guide you, and your energy will just like when you start to see who you are and visualize what you want, and step into that power, things change rapidly. It's so much fun.
You can do it,
Thank
Jasmine.
Thank you so much.
So we'd love to hear from you, and look forward to seeing you.
Absolutely. Okay.
Thank you, Jasmine.
Thank you. Bye.
And as far as the verbal thing, I would just tell people, hey, you're invading my space. Back up. I prefer that you don't touch me. No, she said now you're attracting that. But if you get into your zone.
Exactly. See,
then people won't do that.
No. But you're absolutely right to speak up. However, she's a two and she can't do that. It's not that easy for her to do. That's why. She allows it, but if her energy was up, she wouldn't have. That wouldn't happen to her.
Yeah. So, but yeah. Again, if yeah. for now, if you are to, just say, I have no problem telling anybody.
But
anything.
See, you're not a two; you're a 15.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why we're talking about this because when you're a two, you know you got a job. You're in a job for a long time. You're not happy in the job. You work with people that are miserable. You can't make a change, but you're so stuck in that attitude that you don't know how to get out of it. And it's the idea of once you recognize where you're at, when I tell people they're a two, they're like, what? And then I said, well, how do you feel? And they actually feel like a two. But it makes a difference saying the numbers. It means it gives them this visual of where they're at, how far they're stuck. and how much hope they have of being able to get out of that.
You can't go any lower. Well, you can go to a one.
Well, I say that when you're a two, the only way is up. I mean, it's pretty clear.
That's it. So I'm going to give Jasmine Mary Jane's phone number. It's 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. So if you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, Jasmine, you don't have to go into the office. You can have your appointment over the phone, but it's a good way to get started and get that energy up from a 2 to a 10 to a 15 to beyond.
Yeah, today the traffic's so bad. Even a lot of my local clients, if the traffic's bad, they just, and the weather's bad, they just change their appointment from coming in to a phone consultation. So that's what makes it easy. Whether you're in the office or not, you get the same treatment.
You just don't get the hug.
Yeah.
You just don't get the hug. But she's Mary Jane's able to tap into your energy, tap into your body, and figure out.
And make it stress-free so you don't have to drive sometime in this traffic that we have.
So, again, with Mary Jane, it's predictable results.
So, structurally, when you're out of balance.
We're going to have to wait for structurally.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's that time. But if you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Maybe you want to know what your energy's at. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Time for us to take a short break. We'll catch you on the other side.
Take a seat. Right over there, sat on the stairs, stay or leave. The cabinets are bare, and I'm unaware of just how we got into this.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Demystifying the journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision, get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
just meet me in the middle. I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. We're here with Benny.
Howdy.
Hello, Benny.
I didn't know if I was supposed to respond or not.
Yes, you are. And, of course, Mary Jane Mack. I was trying to think. I was going to say the magnificent Mary Jane. Marvelous Mary.
All right, Nancy.
Mary Mack, 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 Justin Black, Black, Black. Okay, so we're talking about how do we expand our energy and vibration. And if you want to know where your energy is sitting at today, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. I wish I had more energy in my eyes where I didn't need my readers. I think my neck is out. I need a structural adjustment here. Okay, so we talked about emotionally. Now we're going to talk about structurally. And you kind of hit on that a little bit.
Well, structurally, think about structure. Right. But think about your spine is your nervous system. And your nervous system, all the way up to your brain, all those nerves go to different organs in different parts of your body to make them work. So structurally, if you're out of alignment, it's going to affect those organs that wherever it is go to. So it could be like people have sciatica, they have like hip pain or joint pain. Well, it's like what's going on? Are you connected? Is your structure connected, for one thing? Are you lined up properly? And when you're lined up properly, you're less likely to have pain in your body. However, if your nutrition is off and your bodies are out of balance, that will throw your structure off. And so when your structure's off, and if you're going to the chiropractor or having body work and nothing's holding, well, then there's usually something else going on. It could be an emotion or it could be the nutritional. So again, that's what we identify. Somebody came in the other day with really bad pain in the sits bone.
And the what?
Sits bone, where they sit.
Oh, is that the...
Yeah.
What else do they call that?
That little point where you sit.
What else is that called?
Sits bone.
That's it?
Oh. I believe it's an coccyx. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, the coccyx is in the center.
Oh.
This is actually where, like if you were... if you're riding a horse, you're on your sits bones. There's one on each side, and you could feel those bones if you put your hand under there. So she had terrific pain for a long time in one side. And had done all kinds of work, and saw quite a few doctors, but it wound up to be more of a kidney bladder issue, and no one ever had come up with that. But that when you have a inflamed bladder and kidney, and she didn't have a whole lot of other symptoms that went with that, but you get a lot of inflammation in the pelvis, and that inflammation can cause low back pain. It can cause pelvic pain. It could cause hip pain. And so it's something that, it be treated for a structure thing. However, if you're nutritionally not right, it's not going to get better.
So you're not going to hold.
It's not going to hold.
The area in question, I had to look it up just so we're all familiar. Yeah. You are absolutely correct. In medical terms, it's the ischial tuberosity.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Now we're all up to speed.
Yeah, now Benny is my assistant.
That's why I'm a 15.
Really good.
Well, gee, Benny, would you like to come over here and you could do my thing and I'll sit and play with the knobs?
Make me a 16, maybe a 17.
Oh!
So when you're out of alignment, you're walking around like a dim light bulb, just like you are if any of your organs are out. So, again, it's all about energy. And when you're totally connected and everything's balanced, your energy just is off your body, way off your body.
Push all those people away.
Yeah.
That you don't want.
Well, and also to attract all the good things that you want. And, you know, instead of looking at when you're attracting bad things and things aren't going right, it's always what are you doing to attract that? It's not about them. It's about you. Are you attracting the same kind of men in your life? Are you attracting needy guys, the same type all the time, and you still deal with them, and you think it's their fault, but it's what you're doing or your energy that brings them in. It's your lesson to speak up and notice that and not put up with it.
Kick them to the curb. Kick them to the curb.
So then if your cranial bones, okay, another, you've heard of cranial sacral therapy, and if your cranial bones are off, and that could be from birth, just being born, people say, how could babies have issues when they're born or be out of alignment? Because, you know, you see chiropractors working on newborn babies or other body techniques. Well, think about the trauma a baby goes through and the position they're in, and they totally could use a little bit of body work sometimes or cranial work because their cranial bones could get jammed. And especially if a baby is colicky and cranky, it could be cranial bones that are jammed. So I do a technique called cranial release technique, and Dr. William Duresti in Florida developed this technique, and it comes from Upledger and Sutherland, and it's just an easy technique, and it's a matter of holding the neck in a position for 30 seconds in each direction that totally releases those cranial bones and opens them. The cranial bones should open, expand, and not close totally, but as they expand and have this motion of movement, that's what pumps the spinal fluid up and down your spine. So now if your cranial bones are jammed, you're not getting that fluid, the spinal fluid moving up and down. So again, that restricts how you feel. And it could be from birth. It could be from a trauma. I've had a gal get knocked over by a horse and her face was all jammed. It could be an old injury that you've had a long time ago and you still have some issues with. And when people come in and we talk about that, they'll come up with something that happened to them maybe when they were a kid, and a brain trauma. But you think you're over it, you don't think about it, but it can affect your TMJ, your vision, just your thinking. So it's a simple technique to change that. And again, when you come into my office, I'm checking you for all these things. It's not what I come up with. When I go through your body will tell me in order exactly what you need. So the structure thing, and if there's all kinds of body work you could do, there's Feldenkrais, there's acupuncture, there's all different techniques. And often I will refer you if you need some of those things, or we can score if you're doing some of those things like chiropractic and other things, and you're not having the results, then we can figure out why, what's happening, and what you need to do. Often, if you've been doing those things and things aren't quite right, it doesn't mean that you've lost it, that it's not been worth it. Once we change, whether it's the nutrition or whatever else is out of balance, everything comes together for you.
So you'll hold those adjustments.
Yeah, everything will come together. So you'll, it's not like you wasted longer that time.
Well, you could go in, get an adjustment, leave the office, and you could be out of alignment and, you know.
Well, that's a sure sign of emotion or, yeah, something else
minutes,
is really wrong.
30 minutes. Yeah. Okay, so we did the emotional, structural, and then the nutritional. So if you're not holding your adjustments, it could be either emotional or nutritional. And again, with the nutritional, you go to the root cause of the problem. You're not dealing, you'll listen to the client's symptoms, but I'd say 9 times out of 10, the symptoms have nothing to do with the actual cause of the problem.
Or all the symptoms go back to what what the cause is.
Well, because
they're all related.
If somebody's like sniffling a lot or has that shoulder pain, people are thinking it's my shoulder,
right?
But it's really your gallbladder or your kidney. So people have a hard time putting those two together.
Like they can be short of breath. They could have sinus issues. They could have back pain, or knee pain or hip pain. That all goes back to the kidney and bladder. So it's like, you know, so they're talking about five or six symptoms, and now we're going to one cause and one treatment. And and then everything comes together and all those other things go away.
It's amazing. Well, I had a last week, woke up, had a sore throat, super tired for a couple of days. I thought, oh, great. Getting a cold that's coming.
It was just one morning that you felt like
it was my drains.
Yeah.
My drains needed to be done. So did the drains, woke up the next morning, no sore throat, no tired. I was like, back on top.
I had another client that same day that called in, and it was the same thing. They were getting a sore throat. They weren't feeling good. Thought they were really getting sick.
Yeah, lethargic.
Wanted to know what to take. I said, do your drains. And had her take a few other things. And the next day she emailed back. She was fine. No problem. She did great.
Well, that's the beauty about, you know, if you see Mary Jane, she teaches you what you need to take. So I thought I was getting a cold, so I took the proper nutrition that I thought for a cold. So I was at least on the right track, and then sent a text to dear mummy, and she said, bad drains.
Yeah.
Took care of it right away. Oh, no, it's time for us to take a short break. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy. Out of my mind, out of my mind. Wrote it down.
Hi, I'm Shelley Ryan, host of Your Next Chapter Radio. When you're ready to start a new chapter, take time to get clear about what it is that you want your next chapter to look like. Imagine what you'll be doing, who you'll be with, where will you be, how will you feel when you get what you want. This could be your dream job, finding your love, retirement, a balanced life, a healthy fit body. Whatever you're looking for, create a crystal clear picture of exactly what it is that you want. Then write your vision down in as much detail as you can and read it as often as you can to remind yourself of your what. You don't have to be concerned about how you'll make this happen. You just need to be crystal clear about what it is you want. If you stay focused on your what, watch God and the universe show you opportunities for how to take action and make it happen. If you need help getting clarity around your what for your next chapter, you can reach me at www.yournextchaptercoaching.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga.
Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the
Because being drunk and alone, that is definitely not a 15. You're definitely like a negative.
That's a negative
number
15.
In there. And that's the drains will be completely full.
Yeah, that's a sad drinks. State, being drunk alone. I wasn't paying attention. I was doing my little chair dance, and Benny caught me off guard. Okay, I'm back now. You are listening to the Mary J. Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio, and I highly recommend that you take this opportunity to call Mary J. Ask a question. I know there's people out there. Pick up the phone and just ask the question. Whatever it is that's ailing you or has been bothering you, don't be shy. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. It's okay because we all have stuff. Everybody has stuff. Lots
everybody,
of baggage.
Everybody has stuff.
There's nobody out there who doesn't have any stuff going on. Yeah. It could be good stuff, bad stuff, but everybody's got stuff. So it's important if you want to get the answers, this is the lady that can help you get you
and
on the right
I'd
track.
I love helping you.
She does. She's, you know, I'll talk to her. She's like, oh, I had a client today and, you know, a miracle and this. And I know I've said this before. It's like, I'm still waiting for my miracle to happen. But I'm very happy for her that all of her clients have had all these miraculous discoveries.
Let me tell you about a client that came in yesterday. Client came in. She has a baby 6 weeks old. And her baby has been cranky and crying. And her older baby, she has a two-year-old, and that baby was just pleasant and happy all the time, so there were no issues. This one, after she was 2 days old, she was not happy, and she didn't sleep. And so she came in, and the baby had, people think babies are born perfect. Well, they're not. And the baby had a bile duct issue, and the bile duct means that the bile duct lubricates the liver to produce bile, to flush the gallbladder, and get into the digestive system to digest the food. Well, the baby had a bile duct issue, and she said, well, the baby was fine for 2 days. And I said, well, the baby didn't eat for 2 days. She was nursing, and, you know, they really don't get anything for a couple days. And as soon as the babies start getting the mom's milk, it couldn't handle it. So when she brought the baby in, well, I do this light technology, and it's a Claris product. So all I did was this light technology on the baby's bile duct. Took not even 5 minutes. And I also did a cranial release on the baby. And she called today and left a message, or she came in the office today to tell Rhonda that it's like a different baby. The baby is just content and happy, and she's just thrilled. And it was that simple. So if you got a baby that's colicky and not happy and crying,
there's a reason.
There's a reason. And it's not that, once again, it's not that complicated. And everything, and babies, whatever you do, changes them dramatically very quickly.
Well, babies and pets are super easy.
Oh, yeah. Babies, they have no emotion.
Yeah, yeah. Babies and pets, they have no attachment to the outcome. So babies are super easy. It's us. Yeah. It's the adults that have issues. Okay, we're going to go to the phones. Tina, what's your question for Mary Jane?
Hi, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, great. Thanks. So I was wondering, I know that Mary Jane has told me that my brain is a 2, and I was wondering, when your brain is a 2 and you're working on it with nutrition, is meditation helpful or harmful? And if so, like, which kinds would you recommend and which kinds to stay away from?
My recommendation, if your brain's a 2, I'm going to put you on nutrition to get that brain up to a 10 pretty quick. So the goal would be, like, anytime your brain is off, it's I look for, is there something else that's causing it, or is it just your brain? So I always recommend people do the nutrition first before they get on any medication.
Okay, so what? What is?
I'm sorry, I said meditation.
Meditation.
I'm sorry. I know it's hard to hear with my phone.
Yeah. So what? Why is her brain a two? Can we answer? Can we ask that first?
Well, when your brain is a two, that's the front part of your brain, and that's from that's your memory, your focus.
But why is her a two?
So what else did I tell you when I told you that?
You told me that my brain was a two, and then kidney was low as well.
Right.
So, I think those are the
Yeah, that's right.
Main that, ones.
So what
yeah, kidney,
the kidney. Sometimes if it's the gallbladder and liver, it can make the brain a two, and correcting that will improve the brain. For you, it was something else. It was the kidney and digestion type thing, but your brain was just tired from stress, and probably you've had that for a while.
And I think meditation is a good thing.
And meditation is always a good thing. It's always a good thing.
Okay.
Always.
Yeah, I was just wondering because sometimes it can put me into a hazy frame of mind, and I was just wondering, I wonder if that encourages my mind to be more, you know, I wanted to stimulate it, right? Not make it more.
But see, you probably feel like that because you were a two. The more, once you get on the nutrition, that, you know, it starts to bring that up pretty quickly, and it will change that. It's like you're already in a fog. You know, you're already in a low frequency. So when you're meditating, you're really not getting the full benefit of the meditation.
But what you need to do also, because I've been doing some meditation, you have to, I do it with Deepak Chopra, has some meditation things. And he's always like at the very end of the meditation, he's like, you know, take a moment to come back into your body, you know, open your eyes slowly when you're ready. So after you're in that meditation state, you really do, if you're in a really deep meditation, you just need to take a few extra minutes to back into your body so that your brain has a chance to get caught up and release all that fuzziness.
So, Tina, do you listen to a tape or do you do it yourself?
I do both. I have different kinds that I do, and I also do chanting. And
Right, yeah. And all that is good. I think you're going to find once you're on the nutrition just for a short time, all that is going to come together much easier for you. It's not going to be as much work.
Okay, thanks, Mary Jane.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Tina. The fog will clear, but always meditate. I haven't been meditating lately, but I do enjoy my meditation.
You're going to feel your brain, that fog will lift real soon. Because even having a kidney is extreme fatigue and tiredness. So you have a few things that are affecting that.
But keep on meditating.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Meditation alone can be a benefit for anything.
I only do it for, I have a 15-minute thing that I do. It's pretty cool.
Well, sometimes, like people say, should I meditate? The big thing is if you're not meditating, it's better to do it short. Just do a short meditation and feel good about it versus trying to do more than you can handle.
Yeah.
The whole deal is it's not complicated to raise your energy and your vibration. Take a look at where you are. You don't have to be there. Come on in and see us, and we could take care of you and get you feeling good so you can enjoy your life.
You could have big energy and attract all the wonderful things to you.
And dream big.
And dream big. Thanks, everybody. We'll catch you next month on the Mary J. Mack Show. Have a great day.